It's a pervy ramble. I have some things to work out of my pervy mind. And I have to give you guys credit because sometimes you do, well, most of the time, inspire the perviest thoughts in my mind. Like, I'm always surprised when someone comes to me with a prompt that I've never done before. That's always shocks me, you know, because I think I've hit everything and then someone comes in and, like, for example, if you were in the vault, recently did the Family of the Year, where I'm the mother of this huge family and we're being interviewed while a family orgy is taking place. And that's not a new concept. However, the cocaine wasn't a new concept. I've done coke in other audios, but this one felt different, I think, because the other ones were like men, you know, giving little girls coke, where this one was the whole family's just, you know, doing lines together because... And it had just popped in my head, you know, when I was doing that audio. I was trying to think of children high on cocaine. And I thought, man, they'd be the best little fuck bunnies, wouldn't they? Like, they're already hyper. So imagine them hopped up on coke. I just imagine boys and girls just hopping on dicks super fast and loving it. So yeah, and there was something else recently. I'm not going to be able to remember it right now, but going back to, you know, it's just always surprising. Someone comes up with something that I'm like, oh, that's interesting. I would have never thought of that, and no one else has. So that's always fun. But okay, so I had to get some accomplished thoughts out of me, and I'm sure I've already talked about accomplice on here, but why not talk about it some more? Because I find myself often doing accomplice, and I, for one, love it. I mean, I'm truly, my taboo loving self loves it. If I lived in a alternate universe where, you know, we could get away with fucking children without breaking the law, I would encourage a man 9 out of 10 times. I find that role so fucking sexy. And even though in my mind, in my fantasies, if I paint some fantasy in my mind, I'm not getting fucked, but it's still as hot if I were to fantasize about being fucked, you know. It's just, I don't know, there's something for me when a man, when I'm able to witness a man or a woman, but especially a man, when I'm able to witness him lose control, tap into that primal beast inside of you, that is so delicious to me. And in my mind, accomplice is all about that, setting a man up for the best results. And it just fills up my evil bucket as well. Because in my fantasies also with accomplice, I like the idea that the man's a little hesitant. And, you know, so that brings in the whole corruption thing. But if I'm, you know, talking about holding some girl or some boy by the back of their head and fucking you with that child's mouth, I'm just as turned on probably as you. I'm not kidding. Just how obscene and hot that would be. And then always, this one always gets me, the setup where you are trying to fit your dick inside the tiniest of holes and it's just not going anywhere. You can just get the tip in. It is so hot to me to think about stroking your dick into that hole. So I'm practically giving you a hand job into that fuck hole. So hot. And another thing, you probably hear it a lot in the audios. I'll say, you know, I want to help you rape her. That's hot to me because, you know, it's not just you doing it. Like, now it's me and you. We're both evil fucks, and let's get off on it together. So yeah, accomplice. Never feel bad if you're like, oh my God, I'm going to request another accomplice. I don't fucking care. I love it all. I really do. To me, it's my favorite taboo role to take. No lie. Definitely one of my favorites. I also wanted to just mention trigger words, a little conversation about trigger words. I had this thought. I recently, you guys don't get to hear it because he wants it private. It was a very personal audio. And there was a lot of humiliation in there. And he's very trigger word focused, even with the humiliation. He likes to hear things like, you know, I'm going to fucking call the cops on you for being such a disgusting pedophile. You know, shit like that. And I like to try to understand things, and it's the empath in me. I just want to, I want to be in everyone's shoes, and it's natural for me. So, you know, I was really thinking about that a lot with him when I was making his audio, is he really likes to feel that fear. And if you think about it, if you think about especially humiliation. You know, if you're to, I guess, fantasize about, I don't know, a loved one finding out about your filthy depravities, or it doesn't even have, I'm trying to think of another example, like real life. I can't think of a specific example, but just think of a moment where somebody points something out and it makes your heart drop, you know? You get red in the face, your stomach falls like 500 feet, it feels like your heart beats, and, you know, it's a scary feeling. And I think that trigger words, even arousal trigger words, like pedophile, preteen, you know, underage, child porn. I think they work so well because they tap into that piece of our brain that likes to feel the thrill of the fall. You know, like you get shocked a little bit when you hear it. It is like a drug. I mean, because that's, when you partake in drugs, that's, you're generally trying to find that quickened heartbeat, that thrill. Or, you know, if you do crazy shit like jumping out of a plane, you know, it's that feeling that we're trying to chase after a lot. So I find trigger words to be the same, you know, especially in the taboo world. But you guys know I do a lot of femdom stuff. I think they work the same though, because like a sissy really loves the trigger word faggot, or cocksucker, or you've got, you know, humiliation addicts that just love to hear they're a fucking piece of trash, they're a cocksucking bitch, a beta cuck. You know, all those things make your heart like race. They make your stomach drop. And I find it so fascinating. I really do. That I think for some of us, we chase after that with our arousal. We want to feel that drop in our bellies. We want to feel that heightened heartbeat. So yeah, it's just a little ramble, obviously, about trigger words. And for me, the person giving the trigger words, and then also myself being a taboo lover, they thrill the fuck out of me. Like, I love saying the shit that I say because it's so wild. It's so out there. I'm not supposed to say it. I get the same thrill. And even like really heavy words, like one of my favorite ones to say, I love saying pedo faggot, because it's a double whammy. It's a double slur, right? And I'm sorry, I don't like saying the N-word unless like I have permission to in an audio, but I love saying pedo N-word. It is so thrilling because it's so taboo. And this is that same private audio I was talking about. I said pedo retard for the first time, and I loved every moment of it. Because I was trying to portray that he was, you know, so mindless and dumb for, you know, jerking off to this pedo shit, you know. And so I was trying to say or communicate that he was just acting, you know, mindless and dumb. So that came to mind, and I'm like, oh, that's a new favorite for me, pedo retard. But yeah, so trigger words are so fascinating. And if you have the chance to, I highly suggest you try and say trigger words out loud, because it is very, very thrilling. When I'm on the phone with someone who's never said these things aloud and hearing them say, yes, I'm a pedophile, and then hearing the quiver in their voice, because there's a timing with it. You ask that towards the end when they're ready to come, and when they say it, it's like, it's so delicious, because they're like, I'm a pedophile, and they're all shaking, and you can tell it just, sent a shiver up their spine, and I love it. I also thought about mentioning this. You know, the vault is becoming very improv driven, as in that's a lot of what I do. And I know some of you have reached out to me just in conversation, and they're like, you know, it's just crazy that you can do that, that you can just keep going like off the top of your head and have it be coherent and cohesive. And I totally agree with you, because there are some times I'll get done doing an improv, you know, and I'll press stop, I'll export it, and I'm thinking, where the fuck did that come from? Like, I'm like, I didn't even realize that was inside of my brain. I have no idea where it comes from either. It's like some fucking demon that lives inside of me, and I'm cool with her being there. Last thing, there was an audio, public daddy dare, because a particular guy had requested that he wanted an audio to listen to while he was watching his stepdaughter's, volleyball game. And it was funny, because he gave me, at the end of the prompt, he said, you know, bonus points if it makes me end up in the bathroom, you know, jerking one out. So I took that very seriously, because I wanted him to be so turned on he went to the bathroom. But the whole thing turned me on beyond belief, because one of my favorite things, I love people watching, especially in places like, you know, a youth sport games. I love looking around at the dads. I don't know if I've ever said this actually, but I often talk about that boyfriend I had that introduced me to taboo, you know, stuff. And I went to it was huge. It was like in a stadium, I don't know. It was huge. It was, I don't know, maybe regional or state cheerleader competition. And my niece was in it, which is why I was there. And I was in pure people watching heaven, okay? Because there's all these little girls running around. I would say the ages range from like kindergarten to middle school. So there's all ages running around. And I know you guys know that the cheerleading outfits that they wear nowadays, especially the competitive cheer teams, they're erotic. They really are. They're these, you know, tight ass skirts. They're not like the traditional flowy ones, you know, that cheerleaders, you know, stereotypically wear. They're like tight, like mini skirts and midriffs. And so, you know, the whole time you're seeing little asses and thighs and, you know, definitely seeing up their skirts because they're so damn short, you know. So, of course, that was very enjoyable to watch. But, of course, I'm looking around at the fathers. And one thing that really fascinated me is the amount of fathers that were standing at the perimeter of that big room. You know, so their family would be sitting in the seats, and then there's just this big row of men standing against the wall. And of course, my mind was just thinking, you know, are they standing back there because the temptation just pulls them in? It's too much, you know. Are they standing back there to keep a growing bulge tucked between their legs? You know, I'm just thinking the craziest shit and loving it. So this audio request was super fucking hot to me because I love the idea of seeing, obviously I don't know what he looked like, but in my mind, seeing this man sitting in a gymnasium with my voice in his ear, telling him the filthiest things and him trying not to lose control. It's so, it's so hot. It is seriously so hot. I love looking at fathers in public for sure, especially if they have cute little daughters around them, you know, just seeing how they interact. And I'm definitely dirtying them up in my mind. I'm thinking about what she would look like sucking his dick, what it would look like if, you know, he was in her bed at night reaching under those blankets. I'm thinking the craziest shit ever. So yeah, that wraps up this pervy ramble. Hope you enjoyed it. And never forget that I am just as pervy as you. I hope these prove that.